I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear from your favorite female artist or band, send a request to the Plaza Support text line. 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato joining us now. Talks about NFL, former receiver, Super Bowl champion for the Green Bay Packers, now an analyst for NFL Network. Let's welcome in James Jones. James, good morning.
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. Let's go back to draft night almost a month ago, and you're watching it, I'm sure, on NFL Network. Pick number 26, Green Bay Packers. Sheriff Goodell gets up there and says, Jordan Love, quarterback, Utah State. As you watched it happen live, what was your initial reaction? And being a friend and a teammate of Aaron Rodgers, what did you think his reaction may have been at the moment?
Well, my reaction was I was very surprised. Because I'm sitting here and I'm watching the Green Bay Packers play football last season, and you got a dominant defense, you got an offense that comes and goes, you know, that's getting very familiar with their new coach's system, and you find your way in the NFC Championship game. And we all watch that NFC Championship game, and we're all sitting here saying, man, if Aaron Rodgers has another big-time weapon on the outside, on the other side of Devontae Adams, this could be very dangerous and make a push. So I think everybody is kind of waiting for, at that 26th pick for them to go get a big-time playmaker at the receiver position to help Aaron Rodgers because the defense is set. So I was very surprised that they took a quarterback. And then as I got to kind of settle down and sit down, I'm like, okay, you know, Aaron Rodgers is 36. I feel like Jordan Love at the time was the best player on the board. You always take the best player on the board, in my humble opinion, no matter what position, no matter who is on your ball club. You don't just jump and grab a receiver just because you need one, but you don't feel like he's the best, you know, on the board at that time. I feel like Jordan Love was the best on the board, and they took him. And I'm excited for Jordan Love because you get to learn from the greatest to ever do it. You know, but I was upset for Aaron Rodgers because I know if he had a couple more pieces, he'll be able to make that Super Bowl push. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, James, you know the Packer organization and stuff. What do you think by taking, you know, Love and Aaron saying that he wants to play into his 40s, they don't seem to like the two formulas don't seem to jive.
No, you're absolutely right, man, and I think that's why Aaron came out and said, you know, this is going to be difficult to happen, you know what I mean, because he dreamed of retiring as a Green Bay Packer and playing well into his 40s, and you draft a first-round quarterback, and we all know when you draft a first-round pick, you want to see him get on the football field. So we're going to see how this plays out. Now, I truly believe he won't get on the football field until about 3 to 4 years, because I feel like Aaron Rodgers still has a lot left in the tank and is playing at a high level. And I will not be surprised this year if Aaron Rodgers does not win the MVP. You know, with everybody saying, you know, first-round quarterback and, you know, he's getting old and he can't do this and he can't do that. Me knowing Aaron, how competitive and determined he is to be the best, you know, ever, he's going to come out, man, and light this thing up, man. And I can see him being MVP this season. And that's going to push it back a little bit more, a couple more years for Jordan Love. So we'll see how it plays out. But, yes, that is going to be a tough situation, man. And, you know, I think that's why Aaron Rodgers was really, really surprised that they took him, because that was his dreams. But at the end of the day, he knows and understands how organizations work. He's been in this league a long time. He knows that guys get drafted. He knows that guys come and go. And it doesn't matter who you are, what position. You know, organizations are always trying to get better and better their football team.
Now, is he the type of guy, you know, James, like we saw Brady yesterday, 7 o'clock in the morning, he's down there throwing to receivers, got his center there. He's wearing shoulder pads and helmet, you know, working with guys. Is that the type of guy that Aaron Rodgers, did he get together with you guys and stuff?
Well, me and Aaron Rodgers worked out every year in the offseason, man. Either we went down to San Diego and through, or we went down to L.A. and through. But every season, every offseason, we worked out together and threw the football, man. But let me tell you something. I've never been around anybody that cares about the game and cares about his teammates more than Aaron Rodgers, man. This dude wants to be perfect every single play. Not day, every single play. Whether it's practice, whether it's games, whether it's us throwing out in San Diego, he wants it to be perfect every single time, man. And that's the type of guy he is and the competitor he is. So you better believe it that he's working out, he's going, that he's trying to get this thing right, man, and he's determined to come back and play the best football of his life, man. And I think he's going to come back, man. And I'm not going to say shock the world because nothing Aaron Rodgers does to me shocks the world, but I wouldn't be shocked if he won MVP.
You know what's going to be kind of funny is he may be competing with a bunch of old dudes. You know, him, Brady. Brady's like focused and determined. Phillip Rivers, same thing. You know, so yep. Maybe one of the old guys, you know, will beat out Lamar Jackson or Mahomes this year for the MVP.
Absolutely, man. Those guys is ready to go play some football, man. You know, they all got newfound motivation, man. You know, Filthy leads the Chargers, so you better believe he want to show the world he could play. Jordan Love gets drafted, so you better believe Aaron Rodgers is going to show the world that this kid can play, but he's going to sit behind me for a couple years. And then you got Brady. I'm still the best. I could be the best with or without Belichick, and I'm going to show y'all. So it's a lot of guys that's determined to show the world that they still can play, even though they are a bunch of in the National Football League already. So it's going to be a fun year, man. I'm excited to see how this thing plays out.
Now, James, how do you think Mike McCarthy is going to do in Dallas since he was your coach for a few years?
Mike McCarthy is going to do excellent in Dallas, man. I was on TV the other day, and I said I would not be surprised if the Dallas Cowboys were sitting at the end of the season with the number one seed. I feel like Coach Mike is that type coach. I feel like Coach Mike is that type coach to get the best out of his players. And he has a talented roster over there in Dallas. I know the type of offense that he's going to come over there and run. And with the weapons he has, and now adding CeeDee Lamb to that bunch of Michael Gallup and Amari Cooper and Ezekiel Elliott and that big-time O-line, and the offense that we ran in Green Bay is so receiver-friendly and quarterback-friendly, man. I could see this offense taking off, making it easier on the defense, who's already a good defense. I will not be surprised in the first year of Coach Mike McCarthy era if the Dallas Cowboys are sitting at the number one seed.
Now, last question for you, James, who's your favorite receiver in the NFL today?
Oh, man, my favorite receiver in the NFL today, man, is, you know, I got mixed feelings, but it's between Davante Adams and Michael Thomas, man. Those are my two favorite in the game right now. Now, I know people will say I'm biased because I played for Green Bay and Davante Adams, but Davante is absolutely special. Anything you want, he has. Release off the line of scrimmage, routes down the field, speed down the field. And you got Michael Thomas, who just routes are unbelievable, man. Everybody in the stadium knows he's getting the ball. The defense knows he's getting the ball, and he still makes the play. He still cannot be covered. So it's a tie right now between those two, man. Those two dudes are my favorite.
He's James Jones, NFL Network analyst, former wide receiver in the National Football League, Super Bowl champion, scored over 50 touchdowns during his career. Follow him on Twitter, @89Jones, NTAF, and find out and follow what he's got to say about what's happening in the world for sure. James, we appreciate it. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you down the road, hopefully.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Yep, thanks, James. Yep.
James Jones joining us. Some good things to say, Vinny, about Aaron Rodgers, in particular Aaron Rodgers and his work ethic, trying to be the best he can be. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse with Landlin. NFL lunch, feed you some football coming up at noon. Derek Wolfe, retro draft profile. Derek Wolfe coming out of Cincinnati. He was picked in the second round of the 2012 NFL draft. That was the draft that Andrew Luck was the number one pick. And a lot of busts in that one. But what are the Ravens getting here with Derek Wolfe late in his career? Well, we've talked about that. But what was his skill set coming out of college for the Denver Broncos way back when? We'll discuss that around 12:15. Don Long, hitting coach for the Orioles at 12:30. And then we'll find out where the money is. Buy or sell 12:45 here on The Fan.
Vinny and Hayden on 105.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.